world of fools. In this loveless land of spirit lost, where the prince of darkness rules, there stands a sign before the gate. Behold, the world of fools. Ignorance and insanity reign supreme within this land. For eons struggles every soul to reach the rung of man, and when God finally lifts the soul to the highest rung within the wheel, 8,400,000 rungs, man forgets to kneel. He takes his form for granted, squanders priceless time, wastes his every precious breath to rise above the mind, above beyond this evil land where Satan truly rules. Thus hangs a sign around his neck. Behold, the fool of fools. Caught in senses and in pride, attachment, lust, and greed, man falls again, sadly again, for the signs he did not read. You do not own your body, says the Lord to lucky man. I have graced you with this human form, so you can leave this land and rise within my kingdom to come and be with me, to live within my warm embrace for all eternity, to share the peace, the bliss, the love, as all souls with me feel. And all I asked was your sweet love, but you forgot to kneel. Instead, you lost yourself in sin. You my commandments cherished not. Somehow, you never realized that with a price you're bought. This human body is not yours. I gave it you to see if you would love the world or give your love to me. Sadly, you have missed the chance to use this holy tool to finally gain salvation, and still you play the fool. Have you never heard my words? Do you scripture never read? Have you no knowledge of the law? Why do you never heed the teachings of the saints, whom I gave to judge the world, to lift you in and up, and prevent you being hurled back into the wheel where fears and tears abound, where eons you will wail and flail, and I can ne'er be found, where you will howl in horror, drenched in demon fright, for failing, while in human form, to seek my living light and live within my sacred laws, laws based in purity? In truth, it is the only way to avoid this tragedy. I have told you very clear, you rest in my employ, and if you violate my laws, you I will destroy. Your body is the temple of the living Lord of Light, and if you choose defilement, then I will set you right, and I will throw you back into the fire till you learn that you must not defile me, or I will make you burn. Burn not to destroy, but to purify your mind, that you finally learn to cherish this human life divine. Please do not be deceived. I have made my laws. If you choose not to honor them, your tears will have their cause. I will not tolerate your sin in this human form I gave. Repent and purify my love, or your soul I will not save. Listen not to earthly talk or those from worldly schools. This land is not my paradise. It is my world of fools. God and mammon you can't serve. Divided houses fall. One day, you'll be made to claim the consequences of your call, and if you lead a holy life, all will turn out well, but if you don't, then tragically, I will send you to hell, and you will burn, make no mistake, for eons, fire and strife. So critical is this human form, so priceless is this life, that if it has been wasted and focused on the world, back into the endless depths will your soul be hurled. Beware. I warn you. Heed these words. The end is coming soon. Do not squander this great gift and lose this precious boon. The time is now to seek the Lord. Wait not another day. Endless darkness waits for thee if you choose not to pay the price for loving God and seeking all that's pure, for cherishing this human life and to the end endure. Please, dear child, time is near when death will wield his tool. Purify your life in mine, and do not die a fool.